बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रिय राधिकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रिय राधिकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्री प्रभुपाद की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा धाम की नवद्वीप धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा मैया की, जमुना मैया की, तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की, निदाई गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा. भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 1st, chapter 4, text chapter 4, the appearance of Sri Narada, text 7, kathamva pandaveyasya rajarishir muninasah samvada sambhut. यत्रैषा सात्वती श्रुति कथं वा पांडवेयस्य राजऋषेर्मुनीना सह संवादा समभूत्तात यत्रैषा सात्वती श्रुति कथं वा पांडवेयस्य राजऋषेर्मुनीना सह संवाद सम्भूत्तात यत्रैषा सात्वती श्रुति this what words to word katham how is it va also pandaveyasya of the descendant of pandu parikshit rajarishiye of the king who was a sage munina with the muni सह विथ संवाद डिस्कशन समभूत टुक प्लेस तात
O darling, Yatra, whereupon, Esha, like this, Satvati, transcendental, Shruti, essence of the Vedas. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. How did it happen that King Parikshit made this great sage, making it possible for this great transcendental essence of the Vedas, Bhagavatam, to be sung to him? Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is stated here as the essence of the Vedas. It is not an imaginary story, as it is sometimes considered by unauthorized men. It is also called Shuka Samhita or Vedic hymns spoken by Sri Shukadeva Goswami, the great liberated sage. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitham Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripri Vanchakalpataru Prasha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, the section which is going on is, the question is being asked, how did King Parikshit meet the great sage Shukadeva Goswami, and how this transcendental essence of the Vedas was sung to him. So, when we were in our childhood, there used to be a lot of comic series about superheroes, He-Man, Superman, and so on and forth. So, We used to read those sometimes into the cartoon films. We used to watch that. But now it has become like a big Hollywood industry to carry on with those superheroes. So in any of those superheroes, like let's say like a Spider-Man or Superman, what happens is generally he is into the some situation, into some social gathering, some social event is going on, some party or with the family member, something is going on. And suddenly he changes his mood. He becomes suddenly very grave. And the whole attention shifts to the some scene where there is some crime, somebody is in trouble, or somebody has to be saved. Some innocent person has to be saved. And the somebody is in the trouble. The whole scene shifts there. And he immediately comes to know that somebody is in this trouble. And that's why he became a grave. And within few moments, with a splash of a second, he reaches there and saves that innocent person, right, that innocent civilians from that trouble. He saves his life. He drastically fight with the villain or whatever the incident is there. And he brings out, saves his life from the verge of the death. And later what happens is when everything is finished, then comes the police. That's the general scenario. And when they reaches, everything is already done. They come just in time when it was not needed. Their presence was not much needed. So you see many times in this, in these superheroes, in those episodes of superheroes, the one common thing is they rush to the scene to save someone. And the second thing is they are not identified by any common people, even amongst those who are just wandering around them, the family. Or they come back to their social event after doing that all that work. They come back to their social event and normal, naturally. And no one could think of he could do these things. He remains unidentified. So this is the episode with the superheroes. So in this episode of Srimad Bhagavatam, we find Shukadeva Goswami is that superhero. That superhero, where in the eyes of others, he looked like a naked, he looked like a madman or dumb. They failed to recognize his exalted positions, all the normal people around, when he was walking through the jungles. The previous verse talks about. He looked like a avdut, and then for the normal people, they treated him like a retard, or they even stoned him. They could not identify like the superhero. He could not be identified by any person moving around him. But when he came in the assembly, Shukadeva Goswami, when he came in the assembly, all those great sages from the all over the world assembled there, they respected him. They chose him to be the chief guest. They honored him. And even Parikshit Maharaj did. What was the scene? Parikshit Maharaj was cursed to die in 7 days. And now he was looking for the deliverance. This was like an emergency. This was like in external angle, this was like a trouble. And Shukadeva Goswami just comes like a superhero, just in the time to save. Now to save, not from any material danger, but to save Parikshit Maharaj from the material existence, from the cycle of this material world, from the birth and death, he wanted to save. And that's how he comes there and delivers Parikshit Maharaj by speaking this nectarian katha of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Shukadeva Goswami is like our superhero. So it stayed in a... how did they meet? So that is the question being asked. And that is very well answered into Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 19th chapter, 36th verse. It says, Anyatha te avyaktagate darshanam na katham drunam nitaram riyamananam samsittasya vaniyasya. So it says, Anyatha. Otherwise, Otherwise, and Prabhupada makes the point here, without being inspired by Supreme Lord Krishna, how is that possible that you have voluntarily appeared here? Parikshit Maharaj is saying to Shukadeva Goswami. It is not possible. Right? So, it is only by the inspiration for Lord Krishna that you have appeared on this scene. Though, Parikshit Maharaj says further, though you are moving incognito to the common man and not visible to us who are on the verge of death. That is the inspiration of Lord Krishna by which he appeared. Otherwise, he is not identified by any common man. Just to the previous verse, Parikshit Maharaj says, Lord is very merciful, Lord Krishna is very merciful to Pandavas, my ancestors. Being their descendant, Lord has a plan for me to save me. Here, saving means saving not from the physical trouble, but for the trouble of the from the trouble of material existence. So, sage is actually not recognized by the sight, but sage is recognized by hearing. When you hear from the sage, then we understand him. Shukadeva Goswami, for the common man, could not identify him. But all those great sages, they knew the exalted position of Shukadeva Goswami. Srila Prabhupada once, he was giving a class and some devotee got up from the middle of the class and they started walking out. And Srila Prabhupada asked, where are they going? And Prabhupada said, if they do not hear, then how will they advance in Krishna consciousness? If one is not fixed up and understand the philosophy well, then you will be just the burden on the earth. Prabhupada says, emphasize about hearing. So, in the purport of this verse, Prabhupada mentions, the great sage Shukadeva Goswami was certainly inspired by Lord Krishna to appear voluntarily before Maharaj Parikshit, the great devotee of the Lord, just to give him the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. One can achieve the ultimate success of going back to Godhead if he is favored by Lord's sending his true representatives. As soon as the true representative of the Lord is met by a devotee of the Lord, the devotee is assured of going back to Godhead just after leaving the present body. So that is what the essential is. We should hear from such a bona fide representative of the Supreme Lord, and by which what will happen? We will easily go back to Godhead. But there is a catch here. Prabhupada mentions, this, however, depends upon the sincerity of devotee himself. The Lord is seated in the heart of all living beings, and thus he knows very well the moments of all individual persons. Prabhupada mentions, as soon as the Lord finds that a particular soul is very eager to go back to Godhead, the Lord at once sends his bona fide representative. The sincere devotee is thus assured by the Lord of going back home, back to Godhead. So person has to be sincere enough to adopt. And Prabhupada mentions this. The conclusion is that to get the assistant and help of a bona fide spiritual master means to receive the direct help of the Lord himself. The direct help of the Lord himself. Otherwise, how it will have been possible, Shukadeva Goswami coming exactly at this scene of Parikshit Maharaj. So, to come in a contact with such an exalted soul like Shukadeva Goswami is not possible otherwise. So, it was Lord's plan. Lord has a plan for every sincere potential devotee. Isn't it? So, it depends upon the receiver, sincerity of that receiver. Shukadeva Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam Katha to Parikshit Maharaj. Because Parikshit Maharaj wanted to know what was his questions were. His questions were, what is the duty of life? What is the duty of a dying person? What is the goal of life? And what is the process to achieve that goal? 7 days and 7 nights this discussion went on. He was so attentive. That shows his sincerity. That shows his seriousness. So, interest of a hearer and inspiration of a speaker, this becomes the best combination. Where the audience wants to hear. They are interested in the subject matter. And that's how inspires the speaker. Right? The great soul, then the revelation from their heart happens. Lord Krishna's, you know, Lord Krishna's, that nectar flows from their heart. So, the interest of hearer and inspiration of the speaker, that becomes the best combination. And that's why this discussion became so historic. And it is, till date, we are being remembered and we are discussing about it. And ahead also, in the next 10,000 years. So, Lord inspires his representative. It is like a call is being made to superhero that at this and this position, please come, you are needed there. And that call is made by the super soul. That call of super soul to that superhero to activate the plan. And that superhero exactly goes at that moment and activates that plan to deliver that devotee at the lotus feet of the Lord. We see this theme, how the Lord's plans work. Dhruva Maharaj, he was very, just a 5 year old. He was breathing heavily. He was like a snake stuck by a stick. Very angry. Lips were trembling with a great anger. And he reached to Suniti crying grievously. Suniti was already informed by the residents of palace what had happened. Suruchi Suruchi didn't allow Dhruva Maharaj to sit on the lap of the king, his father, and spoke very harsh words to Dhruva Maharaj. She said, "You don't deserve this. You didn't take birth from my womb. You're not qualified to sit." Now, small Dhruva, he didn't know what is the difference between my mother and a stepmother. And he just went on. So, he was like very hurt by those harsh words. Further, she said, "You go on worshipping Supreme Lord Vishnu so that in the next birth, you will take birth from my womb." What that means is, he has to die and then take birth from the womb of Suruchi. Suruchi spoke those words out of very negative emotions, emotion of pride. Pride was, she was the favorite queen of king and she can manipulate to whatever she liked to do. And second thing was, she was feeling envious that if Dhruva becomes the same level of Uttama, that means Suniti becomes the same level of me. This is, cannot be possible. So out of those two negative emotions Suruchi spoke about, Dhruva was insulted by stepmother and being neglected by father. So first thing Suniti advised is, "Son, don't wish anything inauspicious for others. And not be envious of others." She said, "I do not find anyone else who can mitigate your suffering but than the Supreme Lord Vishnu. He is the only one who can actually give what you are desiring for." Now, difference between the advice of Suniti and Suruchi. Both of them advised to worship Lord Vishnu. Suruchi advised to worship Vishnu for what? To take the birth from her womb. Whereas Suniti advised, worship Vishnu for whatever desire you want to fulfill. The center here is, Suniti is saying that she is at least diverting his attention, Dhruva's attention, to worship Vishnu, towards Vishnu. But whereas the center of Suruchi's point was, not Vishnu, but my womb. Birth from my womb. So she was giving importance to herself. So that was the difference. Hearing that advice from mother Suniti, Dhruva went to the forest to occupy a position which is not occupied even by his father or even by his great-grandfather. So to find and to how he can fulfill that? By meeting Supreme Lord Vishnu. And he was now want to find the Supreme Lord. He was finding, searching for God. Asking him, want to, once he meets the God, then he wanted to ask for the position. While he was traveling and searching into the jungle, forest, he was just a 5-year-old boy. He was inquiring to all the creatures of the jungle, are you God? Are you God? Asking to the trees, where is God? Show me, where is God? How does he look like? He didn't know any of this. He was traveling through the jungles. He didn't know anything about the spiritual disciplines. But he only know, if I find the Supreme Lord, then I will meet my desires. Lord Vishnu recognized this. So whenever there is somebody who has some interest in devotional service, Lord guides him. Lord Vishnu wanted to help Dhruva Maharaj. So Lord Vishnu sends, inspires Narad Muni to guide Dhruva Maharaj in a devotional service. Narad Muni was able to connect to the heart of everyone. Narad Muni was a Trikaladashi. He could see the past, present and even future. And though he was not present at that point into the palace of Uttanupad, but he knew what has happened. Narad Muni was aware of the whole incident. And now Narad Muni came voluntarily appear there. He's like another of our superhero. Came exactly to guide. Narad Muni surprised to see how courageous Dhruva Maharaj was. And in his demand to see the Supreme Lord. Although Narad Muni advised him, don't care so much for the insults or honor or dishonors. Forget about that. Don't take this so seriously. You are just a 5 years child. Go back to the palace. The path of practicing in the forest is very difficult. Even the yogis face so many difficulties. Better you go back now. But Dhruva Maharaj was not ready to budge an inch. Rather, he said, I want to inquire from that is the path of devotional service, how to perform. My mother has instructed to reach to the God is the path of devotional service. Will you like to instruct me? He humbly refused Narad Muni that advice that go back to the palace. And he further inquired, if you would like to instruct me into the path of devotional service. Narad Muni as an expert guru saw the positive attitude. He saw that fortitude and perseverance in a Dhruva Maharaj. Narad Muni thought, let him approach the Supreme Lord for whatever the reason he want to. And then he instructed Dhruva Maharaj. He fanned that bhakti into his heart. He said, instructed him, chant the holy names of the Lord. He gave him mantra. Meditating the beautiful form of the Lord. Meditate on the pastimes and activities of the Lord. And then you will get the darshan of the Lord. He directed him towards Madhuvan to perform his worship to the Lord Vishnu. Narad Muni tested Dhruva Maharaj for his sincerity and seriousness. Ultimately, Dhruva Maharaj had perfection of his life. He got the darshan of Supreme Lord and he was purified of his material desires. One may wonder, why didn't Krishna directly give him what he was asking for? Why was this route? Answer Prabhupada writes into one of the purport. He says, even Narad Muni is referred here as a Bhagavan. That means he carries the same potency of the Supreme Lord. That means he can award whatever somebody is asking for. So Narad Muni could have awarded what Dhruva was asking for. But he didn't do that. Why? But that is not the duty of a spiritual master. His duty is to engage the disciple in the proper devotional service as prescribed in the Shastras. So, Narad Muni is not like that hen-packed spouse. Whoever, whatever is asking, he should just give. Further, Prabhupada writes, Krishna was similarly present before Arjuna. And even though he could have given him all facilities of victory over the opposing party without a fight, he did not do so. Instead, he asked Arjuna to fight. In the same way, Narad Muni asked Dhruva Maharaj to undergo devotional discipline in order to achieve the desired result. Right? So Narad Muni tested his seriousness. He put Dhruva to the test and then understood he is very much desiring to see the Supreme Lord. Right? So Lord Krishna has a plan for every sincere soul. Like here, he sent inspired Narad Muni to guide Dhruva Maharaj. Same we see, there are many different instances. There are other instances like a wealthy merchant, a zamindar in the Kolkata named Lala Babu. Once Lala Babu, in the evening, he was taking a pleasure ride into his palanquin. The palanquin is guarded by the gunmen, and behind were servants. They took him, the palanquin, the pleasure ride was going to the to see the nature's beauty, and they stopped at the Ganges, near the Ganges. It was the evening time. Birds were returning back to the nest. Waves of the Ganges were dancing to the evening tune, and the sun was about to set. Very charming nature. Lala Babu was very joyful. At that moment, he felt that he is the happiest person on the earth. And he felt no other person could be happier as that moment he was feeling. While he was enjoying that with the hookah pipe on his mouth, he saw there was some disturbance near to a cottage, a fisherman's cottage. A spark caught his eyes. And there, this fisherman was sleeping, and his daughter was calling out to that fisherman, "Baba, awake! Wake up! The day is about to close. Sun is setting." The words of that girl were ringing into Lala Babu's ear. He felt like this is a call from Vrindavan. How long you continue to sleep? Life soon will be get over. Wake up and do whatever you can. There is very less time remaining. Wake up. So that call came like an electric shock to him. It shook the whole frame of his body. Pipe from his mouth fell, and the hubble and gubble of that hookah pipe was stopped. There was a sudden change in him. He was no more that Lala Babu, who was considered the happiest man on the earth. The dream of that world of the happiness, which he was living so far, was crashed down. He had no attraction for it now. Everything melted away. Just like from the hookah pipe, that smoke comes, and that smoke, the curly circle, goes into the air and vanishes. That's how all his pleasures was vanished. Now he was determined to renounce everything and go back to Vrindavan for the rest of his life. He went back to his family members and told, "This is the time of twilight. The sun of my life is setting now. I want to go to Vrindavan." So, if you see the early life of Lala Babu, he loved Srimad Bhagavatam very much. In his young age, he would always like to help out, and he always wanted somebody to help those who are in the miseries. One time, one person who came, a poor man came, he wanted to marry his daughter, but he didn't have money. So Lala Babu just ordered an accountant to give him 1 lakh rupees. When his father and uncle came to know about him, they of course granted that request. But then he told Lala Babu, "If you want to give so much money into the charity, first you start earning on yourself, by yourself, on your, by your own, start earning first." That time he decided to leave home and start working. Then he started working. This is a story in the 1800. That time, East India Company had acquired Orissa region.
And then he became a Diwan. East India Company posted him into Orissa. And then he went to Jagannath Puri, where he came in touch with the Gaudiya Vaishnavism and came to know the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, and that's how he developed so much love for Srimad Bhagavatam. One day he got a news that his father left. So he immediately rushed back to Kolkata to know. He could not see his father. He felt very morose in his heart. And he was questioning and pondering over what is the use of so much of land, so much of wealth, so much such a big business, when at the end of life everything is taken away. Now he was carrying that business legacy not only from his father but from his uncle also. He was a big landlord and big merchant now. Now he was engaged into his business into Kolkata. And that's how one day when he was taking the ride in the evening, the call of that girl, those words of that girl, you know, made him ponder over the life. That was the call of Vrindavan. Vrindavan was calling him. So he went back to Vrindavan, where he did a bhajan and tapasya. And he saw in the Vrindavan, the temples, they need a lot of repair and renovations. So he decided to do something for them. But he didn't have anything now. So he thought of, I have my own share. I will keep aside my wife and my children's share. And I will just bring my own share from Kolkata. And that went about like a whooping 25 lakh. That was a very big amount that time. He brought that money and repaired, renovated so many Tirtha places, so many temples in Vrindavan Dham. And also with the rest of the money, he constructed a new temple. That temple is just close to the Radha Govindji, near to the Ranganath temple. So, so the deities of that temple had a lot many reciprocation with the Lala Babu. And there are different instances mentioned. One day, this deity appeared into the dream of Lala Babu and said, now you build another temple. And he said, but I don't have any money. Deity said, this temple has to be built only when you don't have anything. He was surprised. How? He said, this temple is the temple of the heart. So, they said, you go and take the parikrama of the Brajamandal, visit all the Tirtha places of the Brajamandal and stay in Govardhan, perform the bhajan, leave this temple. He said, how could I leave you? Because you have given the darshan in this temple, you are my deities, how can I leave you? He said, does that mean I am not present in all other temples? The temples of Rupa and Sanatan and the different places which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked them to explore? So is that Lord Krishna is not there? So you please leave. Immediately he left that temple and went on the Braja Parikrama. So there comes a time when he wanted to take an initiation. So he met Krishna Das. There was a great saint that time. And he approaches him for the Diksha. But he said, now is not a good time for you. I inquired. Then when can it be? He said, because you have some previous backlogs of some material desires. So you have to clear off that. And he was wondering, what kind of material desires? I don't have any possessions now. I am with the torn clothes. What am I? I am doing every day madhukari, asking for a roti. And that's how I am living. What kind of possessions are remaining with me now? So while he was doing why he was around the needy one, offering obeisances to everyone, somebody commented, oh Lala Babu, you are giving respect to the all sages. Why don't you go to that Ranga temple? Why don't you go on that side and get your bhiksha? That's where he got an idea. Yes. So, the owner of that Ranga temple was Lakshmi Chand, Seth Lakshmi Chand. So, Lala Babu had some dispute, legal dispute with him. There was some brushing off with the... He was also a great landlord. And they had some dispute earlier. So Lala Babu understood, yes, these are the last stresses I have. Let me clear up this. He started walking towards this temple and to the owner of this temple, Lakshmi Seth Chan. So he went and there was a big queue of beggars who was asking for the bhiksha. With a very... He was not able to gather himself to walk, but somehow he gathered himself and stood in the line of those beggars as like just another beggar. God immediately identified he is none other than Lala Babu. He reported back immediately to the Lakshmi Seth. Understanding Lala Babu has come, that Seth came with a big silver plate and with costliest jewelries as a Najrana, right, to give to the Lala Babu. Lala Babu said, I don't need this. He was begging. He actually cried and he said, he fell at the lotus, he fell at his lotus feet and he said, please forgive me for all my offenses, knowingly or unknowingly. Please bless me to remove any last traces of envy so that Krishna Bhakti can come to my life. Now understand, he was a rival of Lala Babu. But Lala Babu kept aside all those grudges and that envy and that jealousy, and he felt at his lotus and felt at his feet. He, both of them embrace each other, and that's where Krishnadas appear and he gives a diksha. Srila Prabhupada mentions this incident into Nectar of Devotion of Lala Babu. Lala Babu became such a great saint, and now this story of Lala Babu is being mentioned into book by OBL Kapoor, that is Lives, the Saints of Braja. OBL Kapoor was a godbrother of Srila Prabhupada and very dear disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So this Lala Babu became such a great saint, known all over the Braja. How did this happen? Because Lord had a plan. Lord had a plan for him through what? Those words of that girl. That girl was not an exalted devotee, right? Lord uses any such a mundane person also in his plan to make us in line with the Krishna consciousness. So that words of that girl was like a calling of Radharani, calling of Vrindavan for Lala Babu. Another instance comes is like a Bilwa Mangal Thakur. Silhana Mishra, as Prabhupada mentions into his purport in the Madhya Leela, he was very rich South Indian Brahmana. He was very rich, but was addicted to a prostitute, Chintamani. In the father's death ceremony, he was saying to the priest, please hurry up, I want to go to house of Chintamani. And although there was like a torrent of rains, but he carried his foodstuffs and went. There was no boat because the river was swelling. Such a river was taking a very ferocious form. But even in that, he swam. And he found some log and he crossed the river with that log. Later to recognize that was not a log but the corpse. He rushed back to the prostitute's house, Chintamani. But the gate was closed. Chintamani thought that nobody will come now because it's such a thunderstorm, so nobody will come. No one can come. And he will surely not come. He climbed over that gate with the help of that snake, with the help of a dead snake. Seeing he that condition, soaking wet, burning with a desire, and fully exhausted, Chintamani thought and understood how he has come. Chintamani advised him, you are so much attracted to this skin, to this enjoyment of flesh and bones. If the same endeavor, if you would have done for Lord Shri Krishna, you would have by now attained the Krishna frame. What are you doing? Go to Vrindavan. And those comments actually shook him. He immediately left Vrindavan. And on the way, there was some incident. He was dragged by the attraction again of the pleasure of flesh. But then he recognized what he is desiring for and he immediately pricked his eyes. He was a blind saint. of Vrindavan, composing so many bhajans and a book, Krishna Karnamrita. This is a book which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommended for all the Vaishnavas to read. That great sage, Bilwa Mangal Thakur. How did this happen? And even Lord Krishna came to hear from him as a Bihari Lal. So, in his previous life, Bilwa Mangal Thakur was raised to Bhava Bhakti. But he somehow got caught by the illusory energy of this material world. And the Guru came and spoke to him through this prostitute, Chintamani. So Srila Prabhupada comments into one of his lectures in Gorakhpur. He says, you know, this was the glory of Bilwa Mangal Thakur. So he said that for Bilwa Mangal Thakur this happened, but we should take this life very seriously. And he says, it is our responsibility. He said, we are going to finish this material existence for good. No more is coming. Taktva deham punarjanma. Naiti maam eti so Arjuna. If you take the responsibility in this way, then everything will be adjusted. My Guru Maharaj, that means Bhakti Siddhanta Sahasra Guru, used to say like that the finish this business in this life. Don't delay for the next life. Don't give the trouble again to the spiritual master to come back and to deliver you. So it is the spiritual master's responsibility to deliver a disciple, but the disciple has to be sincere enough to understand. So, in the case of Bilwa Mangal Thakur, Lord has a plan. He executed his plan through a prostitute. So there are always some incidences, like for Parikshit Maharaj, for Dhruva, there was a Lord Saint inspired some bona fide spiritual master. For Bilwa Mangal Thakur, for Lala Babu, Lord inspired, used some mundane person to execute that plan, to deliver that devotee. And Lord also makes some plan through some hard slap, some hard incidents, some big blow. In case of Prachini Bahari, to wake him from that slumber, now Prachitas, their son, they're already worshipping Vasudev, and Lord Shiva was guiding him through the Gita. He instructed them. But Prachini Bahari, the father, was absorbed in the Karmakanda rituals, fruitive sacrifices. He was doing so many animal sacrifices, so many animals were killed. He was so much addicted to sacrifice, and for what? To increase his own prestige. And those sacrifices were arranged like a back-to-back. Now, who was Prachini Bahari? He has ancestors like a Dhruva Maharaj, Anga Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj. Narad Muni felt the compassion and asked him, what is the purpose of life? What are you trying to accomplish from all the sacrifices? So many rituals you are doing back-to-back. you are wasting your life for the conduct of so many sacrifices. Then Narad Muni showed him a mystic vision, where he saw in the sky there are so many animals whom he sacrificed, and they are just waiting for him to die so that they can pierce him with their horns. Therefore, Narad Muni, out of compassion, then spoke to him about the allegoric story of Puranjan. And story goes very graphic how Puranjan suffered. Later to know that suffering Puranjan is nothing but he himself, Prachini Bahari. That was a very hard blow to him. To know that it was his own story. And then he understood and he took to the path of devotional service. So sometimes through these big blows, you know, through this hard slap, one understands. So Lord has a plan for everyone. I just wanted to mention this before we end. In the memorial of Mahaprabhu Prabhu, there had been so many devotees speaking about it. How he was practically doing so many things. He was giving beads for somebody who is a newcomer to chant. giving out so many books. He was arranging yatra permissions from the parents, encouraging them for initiations, even to the extent that he was arranging a suitable spouse, empowering them to preach, give classes. He was like intervening into the so many lives and making them stable into Krishna consciousness, making them fixed up. His contribution to our community was immense. He is one of our superhero. So many devotees took to Krishna consciousness because of him, and the result is very evident. We see such a wonderful community of devotees, and that community of devotees is based upon that wonderful those grahasthas, those dignified grahasthas, who are the pillar of this community, and the major role in their life, in those pillars of our community, was played by His Grace Mahaprabhu Prabhu. So we can surely learn so many positive lessons and apply and to keep the legacy going on. Now, many of us have wonderful stories how I came to Krishna consciousness, how some devotee intervened into our life, and how Lord has a plan for each one of us, right? Either through some devotee's intervention in our life, or some words, or through some hard incidents. So to summarize, Lord has a plan for Parikshit Maharaj, and Lord inspired Shukadeva Goswami. Lord has a plan for Dhruva Maharaj, who was very serious and determined. Lord inspired Narad Muni to guide him into devotional service. Through this great devotee's spiritual guidance, Lord executed his plan to deliver them. Lord executed his plan through some mundane person, like for Lala Babu, the words of God that became the calling of Vrindavan. Hurry up, the sun is setting. For Bilwa Mangal Thakur, that harsh comments of prostitute Chintamani awaken him. Plan to awaken from the slumber, sometimes to the tight slap, as like for the Prachini Bhari, through that allegoric story, later to recognize that he himself is at Puranjan, will be suffering. Lord has given us so many opportunities to advance. We just stick to his plan. He has sent us so many superheroes. Srila Prabhupada, ISKCON, these wonderful scriptures, wonderful devotees around us. Although we may not see their wings or the ring on their head, you know, that enlightened ring on their head. But they are all superheroes helping us to advance in Krishna consciousness. So they are into that Lord's plan to get us more closer to Krishna. So at the end, I pray to all the devotees assembled here so that I can abide by his plan and follow it sincerely. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Anantakoti Vaishnavinda ki.